WAVD, NAWRO, Richmond. Nothing heard. NAWRO, clear.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, Dateline 1, Detroit.
KFA, ATC, monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Unicorn. KEA-UFM, testing, Dateline 1.
KE8WAY1. I caught K8 something W, didn't hear the L of it. W8AOR, Muskegon, Denominator.
The call sign is KE8WUO, that's Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar.
Yankee Uniform Oscar, if I got that right. Oh, good morning, how are you? Hey, here's Scott. Oh, we're here, Muskegon, just on the road.
Yeah, both your last transmissions were a little broken on my side. I'm not sure if it's you or me, but might be me.
I'm line of sight of the tower right now, so I hope it's not my sight.
Nice, okay. Well, you came in crystal clear there, so I'm not sure what the hiccup was. But how are you doing this fine Saturday morning?
Oh, we're hanging in there trying to get a bunch of stuff done here, typically on the weekends. So what I do is run, jump for all the stuff that I can't do during the week, right?
That sounds about right. I'm taking the dogs to the park, let them run around like maniacs. It's a nice day for it, so... And then we got a birthday party this afternoon that I always really enjoy.
I got my doggie with me, but she's not out running around the dog park. She's being my co-pilot. At least it's sunny out. It could be a little bit warmer. We'll try to get some stuff done before this next wave of the storm is supposed to come in, what, later today or tomorrow?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I wasn't really aware that there was more storms coming, but I guess I'm not surprised. It's that time of the year, so. But yeah, I just pulled up the last herd thing, and you're definitely coming in quite well, and I'm doing all right too. So it might have just been I don't know what that was, but yeah, so far so good. I'm picking you up real well. What is it that you were, you said you were going to pick something up and you're driving around with a dog and he's your co-pilot? What are you up to today? Are you a delivery driver for something?
No, just all miscellaneous stuff that you can't do when you got to work behind the desk, from 7 to 7. So you try to get stuff done on the weekends that can't get done.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, I have a similar scenario. I 7 to 7 is a pretty long office job. You know, that's a 12-hour day. That's what it feels like I do a lot of the times. I'm not as good at the early morning thing, but luckily my job's pretty lenient on it. But there will be days. I couldn't tell you what my actual schedule is because I just kind of wake up, I go in, and then I work till 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. You know, sometimes I've been there past midnight. So I just try to get in and get as much done as I can and then go home. But I can kind of relate to that long of a shift and working that type of thing behind the desk all day long. It's incredibly hard to get anything done, and it's mentally draining working behind the desk. It's not like the physical labor, but man, does it beat you up, and when you get out of there, you just want to stare at the wall and eat food and relax.
Yep, and it won't be too long before some of those tasks will be that we do are overtaken by a computer. self-driven. So maybe that make it more efficient on things that I really have to focus on.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something I can also relate to is I'm big on automating things and kind of taking care of the boring stuff and having it done for you so that you have more bandwidth to do the things that that actually matter. And, you know, so I can definitely relate to that. There's a lot of mundane tasks we have to do, you know, behind the desk that would be much better, you know, automated. And then that just gives you more time to work on things that, that do matter, that aren't so mundane and monotonous. And so I can relate to that. Are you guys taking on AI or anything, or are you just talking about automating, or how do you plan to tackle those menial tasks?
Hey, I'd like to follow up on this, but I'm at my next stop, so I unfortunately I'm going to have to drop out of here. We'll catch up another time, WAR.
Alrighty. Well, K-E-A-W-U-O 73s. Have a good one, sir. Don't work too hard.
This is K-F-A-E-D-U listening to Statewide 1.
K-E-A-U-F-M testing Statewide 1.
K-A-K-J-L monitoring Statewide 1.
K-A-D-C-W.
K-A-K-J-L monitoring Statewide 1.
K-A-K-J-L K-I-D.
Good afternoon.
K-J-O K-I-D.
K-A-K-J-L, go ahead.
I heard you throw out your call, so I thought I'd come back to you. Let you know that there's actually somebody listening to it today. This is KIADA. Name is Rod, and I'm in Hull.
Hey, Rob. This is Tom. Tango Oscar Mike. Call sign Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julie Oscar. And I'm on I-94 westbound at I-96 heading to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, very good. So at least you got a decent way to travel today, better than yesterday or tomorrow.
Oh, yesterday was ridiculous. I was up in Petoskey Thursday and Friday. And Thursday night, everything was fine, pretty decent. Get up Friday morning to go back to the job I was at, and my truck was covered in snow. And then we got done, left there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and drove down snowy, crappy roads.
Yeah, I think we're getting a little sick of that crap for this year. I'm ready to move on and get away from this and get some spring and stuff like that in. I think they even closed the bridge a bit yesterday, from what I heard, because of the weather.
No, I read the report, or the weather report, and it says we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches tonight, and it's supposed to be 58 tomorrow, so how's that for a twist in the plot of Michigan?
Yeah, don't need it. Don't need it. So what kind of work you do?
I am an alarm service technician. But I'm actually classified as a tech specialist because of the field that I specialize in.
Very good. That's what moves you around the state. I get it. Well, you get to go to some of the more interesting spots in the wintertime.
Yeah, but that's only for special assignments. You know, when the boss says, hey, I need you and your coworker to go up here and take care of this problem. So we're the troubleshooters, I guess you could say, when the other technicians have a hard time figuring out. They ask us to go out, check out the situation, and come up with a solution. And 95% of the time, we do. The other 5% of the time, we just scratch in our head until we find another solution.
Yeah, challenging problems. I get it. So anyway, your radio sounds pretty good. I don't know what you're talking on.
I got a Motorola XPR 5550 and some type of fancy Motorola microphone with buttons on it. I guess it's whatever you call that one. It's got the number pad and everything.
Very good. You going through a repeater or through a hotspot?
Oh, no. When I travel, I go through repeaters. When I'm sitting at home, I got a open spot. Shark RF open spot that I use for DMR, and then I have a an All-Star node that I use for for analog, if I'm not up in the base upstairs.
Yeah, very good. Well, yeah, going through the repeater is not so bad. The MI5 network has quite an extensive array of them, so I don't know which repeater you're into right now, but I'm on the backbone through Brandmeister on Talk Group 31261. So, you're coming in beautifully.
Yeah, right now I'm on the Detroit tower, Central Michigan tower, on statewide one, Talk Group 51, which is local compared to the Brandmeister 31261.
I get it. So, well, very good. Now, do you have the auto-roaming on, so you switch to, or are you manually?
That's one nice thing about the Motorola. It's, Moto Turbo or IP Connect, so it searches around to the tower that has the strongest signal that attaches to it. So I got all of statewide 1 in here, statewide 2, event 1, event 2, 3, and 4. They're all programmed in the radio, so it does its auto-roaming. So much easier.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I'm starting to see that crop up in some of the Chinese radios now, too. And so I don't know how well it works, but it's a nice feature to have.
Oh, absolutely. But I travel so much that, I got a TYT MD9600 also. My coworker is using that for GMRS. But I just, that one there, I got to manually change the channel to pick up the best tower. I think the Bowfink DM32 has that scan feature or roam feature in it, but don't quote me on that.
I don't know about that particular one. I know the Anytone 878 does, and the radio I'm talking on, which is an Anytone D890, has it in there. I've never tried it, but because I typically don't use repeaters, I use hotspots most of the time, and it's a handheld. Handhelds are not really great for repeaters because of the limited range with antenna and stuff like that. But I have tried it. When did I do it? Try it on one of my other radios. I tried it in, and it works. But I've got about a dozen radios, so I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah, the Baofeng DM32 isn't too bad of a radio. It's like everybody's go-to digital radio aside from Motorola and TYT or Retevis or Anytone. It all depends on how much you want to, throw out the window, I guess you can say.
I'm with you. Well, I picked up this Z890 about a month ago, a month and a half ago, I guess. It's a brand new radio they released. It's NXDN and DMR, and a whole bunch of other features in it that are kind of Motorola-ish, like auto leveling, like an ALC on the DMR side. So people with a lot of audio versus little audio, it levels them out and stuff like that. It's kind of a nice little radio for not a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely. I just travel, so, I travel a lot for work. I'm always on the road, even though my actual service district is the Detroit metro area. Like I said, I get called out to go, Grand Rapids or Petoskey, or wherever else they want to send me. And so with the Central Michigan DMR network, I can't get forever. Sorry about that. Background chatter was my analog. I think my first DMR radio was a TYT MBUV 380, and I bought that probably about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, somewhere around there. Went into it, ended up getting a little bit more into DMR once I hooked up with another operator, and he programmed it for me and set it all up.
Yeah, very good. So it says you're from Memphis, Michigan. Is that, I'm familiar with that area over there. We go over, not over kind of that way, over to Mobile a lot. We like that place.
Which place is that? Because I didn't get your last PX if you said what it was.
I'm sorry. Mobile, it's not, I don't think it's right in Memphis, but it's over that way.
I gotcha. Ooh, traffic is terrible over here by the airport. Two left lanes closed because they're trimming trees.
I think Mobile's actually in Nashville. Where's Memphis and Nashville?
Oh, geez, I don't even know. I know Memphis and Michigan because that's where I live.
I saw that. It's popping up on the screen when you talk. It says you're from Memphis. And I was just thinking of the Mooville over in Nashville. But I, for some reason, I was thinking those two towns were not too far from each other.
Yeah, no, it's Memphis, Michigan, which is over the very, very northeast corner of Macomb County. You know, one part of the city is Macomb County, the other part is St. Clair County. It's over there by Riley Township, just north of Richmond, west of Columbus, south of Whale Center. You know, it's M-19.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know why I was thinking of it over on the other side of the state. Yeah, we got some friends that live over that way in Romeo, which is probably not terribly far from you.
Maybe about 25 minutes, roughly. Yeah, because it's 15 to Armada, so I'm going to say 25 to Romeo. And I used to live in Romeo.
Okay, yeah, they live just south of Romeo, well, just north of Romeo, I guess. We see them probably about 20, 30 times a year, good friends of ours.
Oh, yeah. If it's north of Romeo, you're probably Bruce Township. They're off of Old Van Dyke, where Sheena's market is at.
Not too far from that, that's for sure. So, yeah, they got a place out in the country there, about 20 acres of land, and a nice little setup. So it's just, in fact, we're going to be seeing them weekend after next, I guess.
Oh, okay. Cool beans. Yeah, that's nice. Romeo is nice, just too expensive for me. Memphis, just the right demographics for me. Good neighbors and a quiet little town.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've been through there a long time ago. I don't know. I travel over that way occasionally and just, you know, just out for a ride or something like that. I've been to Richmond before, and I know Memphis is north of there somewhere. And been over to Almont and Romeo, of course. And so, you know, but I know most of my travels in Michigan have either been west or north.
Oh, yeah. And if you take M-19, it ends right in Bad Axe, east of Bad Axe, I believe. But it's a nice little travel up that way, up M-19. You get north of Memphis, and it gets kind of quiet to hit Yale. Yale's, you know, the Yale Bologna Festival.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, but so you're headed westbound or eastbound or westbound right now? So you're headed home or going away?
No, I left the house and I'm headed to Ann Arbor to go take care of an alarm system that's got issues, and it's on the west side of Ann Arbor off of Ann Arbor Sleen Road. So going that way. Matter of fact, I am passing just almost up to Metro Airport.
Okay. So, I guess now you're working on Saturdays. Yeah, well, at least it's not Sunday, so I guess Saturday's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad, Al. It was freezing this morning. We had a interment ceremony this morning for my late mother-in-law, and it was bitter cold, bitter, bitter cold. Now it's about 42 degrees, so it's pleasant, but this morning it was 28 with a wind chill of like 12. And thank goodness it was a small ceremony because it was cold.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not fun. So I'm sorry to hear that, that she passed away. So at any rate, yeah, I was just looking at the MI5. They've added some more repeaters since I last looked at their website. They got quite a few now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot how many they have now. I think like 17. I mean, I could be wrong. My friend and Jeff will correct me if I'm wrong. But it's quite extensive. I know they're still working on getting something in the Traverse City and something down in Battle Creek, but, you know, got to have the funds in order to make the equipment or to put in the equipment.
Yeah, yeah, very true. Yeah, you know, we have a couple, three networks, and we have the IRA network, which is pretty good, and then we have the Eastern Michigan group, which has repeaters from south to north, so, you know, I forget how many repeaters are in the state of Michigan of all the different modes, but it's a lot.
You talking about for other DMR networks or other analog stations?
Oh, both. Both. The Eastern Michigan group is a mix of analog, DMR, DSAR, Fusion, NXDN, All-Star and Echolink, I think, all combined together. And then the IRA one, I think, is all analog. I don't think there's any digital on that one.
Oh, I never heard of the other repeaters. The only ones I know is Statewide 1, Talk Group 51.
Like I say, there's, well, let me pull up the Eastern Michigan group and tell you what they got. So Eastern Michigan group, there is the Eastern Michigan link. It, it covers all the way from Toledo to Sault Ste. Marie. And then the IRA one covers like from Jackson all the way up to the bridge, I think.
Oh, interesting. Where would I find that at? Is that on the Brandmeister page, or is that on another website?
Oh, you can bring up the Eastern Michigan Eastern MILink.org is what the website is, and the DMR talk group is 99846, which is on TGIF. And then there's D-Star, P25, NXDN, M17, All-Star, Echolink, WiresX, YSF. That's about it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check that out. I'll put that in my...
They dropped out a little bit. Yeah, it's a nice system. Nice guys over there. I've talked on it once in a while. So it, I've been very happy with them. And under the IRA, which is all analog, as far as I know, that stretches all over the western side of the state on up. Let me pull up that website real quick. And I don't know how many repeaters they got on that. So W8RIA, they're all linked together. And, yeah, I'll pull it up here real quick. There it is, Independent Repeater Association. And they got probably the lower half of the state, our lower peninsula, they got covered pretty darn well, all the way from Detroit over to the west side and north, all the way up to, looks like this show.
Oh, cool. More stuff to look into.
And now that was all analog. And, so it's, but it's, it is something up there. The, Eastern Michigan, like, they have a lot of tech maps on there too, which are nice. They have, you know, they'll pick a subject and they'll talk about it. And I checked into one a couple of weeks ago here, and gosh, they must have had like 50 people in the net. And we're talking about NXDN and how to program on up at NXDN and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, I got to check that out. All I need is another radio. I already got, DMR, I got P25, and of course I got UHF, VHF analog. You know, on UHF, I'm usually on the either on the FBI Warren repeater or one of the Central Michigan Network linked repeaters, which links to the FBI network. So if I'm in Grand Rapids, I can talk to the guys over at Warren or, you know, on that side, which I do quite often.
Very good. Another one that I'm seeing that's starting to grow a bit, too, is these the commercial side of the POC radios. Have you seen those?
Oh, the POC radios? I got the Zello app on my phone. And then there's probably about 20 of us that are connected with the Zello network, and they have the POC radios because we're all together at the Macomb County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, you know, Macomb ARPSC. That we chat on that every so often.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I'm familiar with Zello. And, yeah, the there now seems to be, like, TYT has got a, and some others have some that are that, where they commercialize them and actually use them for dispatch for commercial applications and things like that. And, you know, they actually, you know, they've got group calls, all kinds of crazy stuff in them. It's just a lot like DMR in a sense, but, you know, no license required, obviously. But so, and those are taken off quite a bit, both on the, you know, the recreational side and the commercial side.
Oh, I got to check that out. You know, maybe get a couple of those radios for me and my wife, one in her car, one in my truck, so I can talk to her on the road.
Yeah, in fact, TYT's got a real A real nice mobile one. Let me see if I can put it up here. I'll give you the model number. I just saw it the other day, and it really surprised the heck out of me how nice it is.
And you said TYT makes one?
Radio I saw.
How's that being? TYT makes those talk radios? Is that what you're talking about, or the commercial recreational ones, the digitals?
I can use it for either one. It's called the IP58. I thought they came out with another new one, too. It has a 4-watt audio section in it, so plenty of audio. You know, there's a lot like the Motorola, blow you right out of the car, and stuff like that.
Interesting. You don't need a license for it.
No, because it's using the cellular backbone, and it comes with a LTE card in it, and a SIM card that connects you up to multiple networks, and it's quite interesting.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, I wish I would have had this years ago when my wife didn't have a license, and could have been talking to her, so it's quite interesting what it can do. So, and then they have TYT has a whole line of it for commercial aspects with dispatch radios, and a lot of companies I think are starting to use these things. And as long as they got cellular coverage, and cellular coverage is so darn good anymore. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I think that these are carrier independent. Somehow they got some kind of a data relationship with multiple carriers. So, and they even have dual SIM ones and stuff like that too.
Oh, it almost sounds like a Nextel kind of a system. KJ Friday, I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, in fact, that's probably the best way to equate it to. It's a lot like the Nextel system, like the NXDN system, or whatever you call it, whatever Nextel called it. I forget what that was. Was it NXDN? I don't remember what it was. But anyway, it's very much like that.
Okay. All right, I know what you're talking about. All right, I'll look into those. My wife has a GMRS license. That's about as far as I got her to go. But, yeah, I used to have Nextel. Those were nice. And then they disappeared. But if it operates the same way, they only get the mobiles and put one at the house and another antenna at the house, and then one in my truck here, and one in my daughter's truck. That'd be interesting.
Now, there's a bunch of them out there now. I mean that's a big market, these old POC radios. They're all over the place.
Yeah, I'll check that out when I get home. I've seen POC radios, like rapid radio, whatever it is, but they're so darn expensive. But if I can get something that's cheaper, I'll definitely look into that.
Yeah, but they got a bunch of them out there, so it's worth looking into. And I think there's some very inexpensive ones, and there's some really expensive ones, and it just depends on what you want to do with it.
Yeah, the only downside of them is that if the cellular network goes down, then the radios don't work. So you said they need the cellular backbone. They use the data side, not the cellular side of the towers. So if a tower goes down, then you take a tip for number. Or upon the digital, digital radio, ham radio, and analog ham radio. They're off all the time.
Yeah, that's the only negative thing about it. I mean, it's subject to just like a cellular phone communication. If something goes down with that, you lose it. So, whereas, the MI5 is totally backed up and stuff like that. So it's, but quite frankly, in normal times, I haven't seen any hits where I would be concerned about that. But if one of those times come, it'll be really nice to have something like this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm still going to check it out, though, because it'd be something easy for my wife to use.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got some people or a group of friends, you can do group calls with them. For example, you say call group five or whatever, and you got 10 people in the group, and rings all of them, and stuff like that. So it's a little bit more versatile than the Nextel was, but it's kind of cool. And I don't know what the monthly charge is for data. I don't I know some of them claim there's no charge at all, but I can't believe that. But, you know, I think that's some of the cheaper ones that they have on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, my wife has to keep me off of Amazon because I end up buying things. Same thing with Micro Center. Can't go there because I end up buying things. Or DX Engineering or Atlantic Radio.
I know exactly what you're saying. Hey, I got to run. I got to get out of here by 4:30, and I think it's just about that time, so I'm being summoned. So nice yakking with you, and maybe we'll catch you again sometime. KCAKJO, I was going to say, there's another call on my screen, J-O-D, and that wasn't you. So KCAKJO-KIA-7-3.
7-3. I'll talk to you on the rebound from Ann Arbor. My return trip. All right, drive safe. Stay warm. KCKJL.
K8BCW.
KCKJL. KCKJL.
K8BCW.
Oh, I heard somebody chirping there, but my radio was off. KCKJL here.
Hey, VCW, yeah, I've got two radios in my hand. One that I know works well and is getting into the system, and the other one that's giving me fits.
Isn't that how it usually goes?
Yeah, I'm finding that out.
Well, I'll be on the road for about an hour, so if you want to try your other radio and get a program or stuff like that, throw your call out there.
Appreciate that. I might take you up on it. Name here is Bentley. And I'm in Harbor Springs getting in on the Petoskey machine up here.
Yeah, how's the weather up there? I was just up there yesterday, just as the snow started to fly. And then I left there about 3 o'clock. All right, that one gave you a fit. Try again. KJL.
Really nice, but it's the calm before the storm. We're supposed to get, depending on what you believe, anywhere between 7 and 24 inches of snow tonight.
I can believe it. We're supposed to get down here in the Detroit area probably 1 to 3 inches.
Have the winds calmed down there yet?
Oh, it was crazy last night. It was just rocking the house. I heard the cable smashing against the house. And then my neighbor next door, it actually, the old phone line that was up there, ripped it right from its mounts and pulled down part of its siding. So, yeah, it's pretty vicious. And then driving home last night from Petoskey, good enough gust that was blowing me across the freeway. It hit the Milwaukee Bridge, and that was a tempting feat.
Yeah, one of my least favorite parts of that drive, and there's lots of them.
Yeah, it was like on and off, but there were some really good gusts that were just pushing me to the side. And thank goodness for lane assist, because it was really rocking across the field there coming down.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody else is trying to get in, but second time that's been real garbled, and I can't read you. Anyway, I'm going to roll up my sleeves on this code plug and do some more tinkering. So, Tom, thanks for being there. I might shout out later, or I might just throw my hands up in the air and put it off until tomorrow. K8BCW.
Sounds good, Bentley. I said I'll be out here for about an hour, so go ahead and throw your call out, see if I can get you. 73 for now. Have fun. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Julie Oscar. Yeah, station calling, you're not quite making it in there. You're a little bit digitized. KCKJO.
KCENF-WW2MI. KFAENF Bentley WW2MI.
K8BCW.
KCKJO.
K8BW testing.
KF8ENF, WW2MI, if you can hear me, WW2MI.
I hear you, Del, KCKJO.
WW2MI, this is K8BCW, formerly KF8ENF. I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, Bentley, I was just going to give you a couple of pointers. Looking at the dashboard, you either have talker alias on that needs to be off, and your talk group is not talk group 51, but that could be due to your talker alias. I just wanted to give you those points.
Thank you for that. I am messing around with this code plug on this other radio and am having all kinds of problems with it. There are two different types of radios, so the terminology in each one of the CPS is different, and I'm trying to figure them out. So sorry if it's bumping the system a lot, but this is where I have to test it.
No problem at all. Nothing to be sorry about. I heard you saying that you were trying to set up. So it's probably more than likely that talker alias. Good luck with it. I'll be monitoring WW2MI.
Yeah, appreciate that, Dell and Tom both. I think I need to walk away from this and throw some ribeyes on the grill. So I might come back to this later. And if you guys are around, I'd sure appreciate you letting me know if I'm getting in on this other radio. And if not, I'll just try another time. K8BCW.
All right. I'll probably be out here 73. UW2MI.
Rabbis, I'm jealous, Bentley. KTKJO.
Well, it is Saturday night.
Saturday's usually pasta for me. I think we're having Chinese tonight.
That sounds pretty good, but I'm sticking with my ribeyes. K8BZW testing.
So far, so good, Bentley. KTKGO.
Yeah, thanks for that, Tom, but I am not hearing it on my end, so I still have something wrong. And looking at the last heard page, my top group 51 is coming through as something different. So I'm still hunting this thing down. So we'll try again. K8BCW.
AC8NXT monitoring. AC8MXG, listening. AC8MXG. Anybody do a radio check?
Heard you on clear, KE8FGW.
Are your repeaters coming on and off?
I'm sorry, what's the question? I missed it.
MXG. Asking if you're showing the repeaters are coming on and off. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but no, my repeater is doing just fine.
Detroit repeater keeps going off the air and coming back on, and the same for the Novi repeater. And I just wondered if it was something on my end or an act of God.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I'm not down that way, so I'm way up here in the soup.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You watch the weather up there. KT8MXG, I'm clear.
Yeah, sounds good, thanks, sir. 73,
KT8BCW. BCW testing. KT8BCW.
KT8BCW. 88MS, monitoring statewide one.